7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another program of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important discussions that we have, a polemical discussion that we have in the Islamic world, is when many of our Sunni brothers and sisters ask that, you know, why do you believe in a concept that is not mentioned in the Holy Quran? It is a question that is asked many times. It has been answered many times. So it's not something that, you know, has many new things that can be really said about it. But the author of the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters, again, tries to deal with this verse from a different approach. And he tries to deal and, you know, answer the particular question, this particular question that is the concept of imamah mentioned in the Holy Quran, by examining the 124th verse of the second chapter of the glorious Quran, that is Surah Al-Baqarah, and analyzing it from a particular viewpoint that is not just coming from, you know, what the Shi'i say, or, you know, and so on and so forth. No, he's going to try and analyze it from a viewpoint he sees that has not been analyzed before in the English language. So, inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Verse of Imamah. Imamah is placed in brackets after Imamah. Analytical study of the verse based on Sunni sources. So it actually should read an analytical study of the verse based on Sunni sources. The book was written by Murtada Agha Muhammadi. It was published by the Al-Mustafa International University, the South African branch, which is based in Johannesburg. And it was printed in the year 2021. So it is a relatively a new book. So as we mentioned previously, the book aims to answer that particular question of whether imamah can be found in the Holy Quran or not. Or are the verses that speak about imamah truly speaking about imamah, or are they speaking about something else? So the author goes through it, and obviously starting with a semantical or lexical meaning of the verse, goes and sees that, okay, this is it, and whether or not the scholars of our dear Sunni brothers and sisters, what have they mentioned in their books regarding this verse? For example, he brings evidence from Fakhr Razi. So Fakhr Razi is one of the scholars of the Sunni school of thought, one of the great scholars of the Sunni school of thought. So basically, the verse under question is the 124th verse of Surah Baqarah. So the verse reads, أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ And when his Lord tested Ibrahim, I don't know why they brought Ibrahim twice, yeah? He brought one in brackets, but anyway, typo. And when his Lord tested Ibrahim, alayhi salam, with certain words, then he fulfilled them. He said, I am making you, appointing you as Imam of mankind. He said, and from among my descendants, Allah subhanahu wa said, my pledge does not extend to the unjust, the oppressors. This is the verse that is under discussion. that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested with something, whether or not him being a prophet at that particular time had subjectivity or not. For example, is the concept of imama greater than prophethood because of this verse? Prophethood being a divinely appointed station by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a certain group of people who have never oppressed anybody. They have never been unjust to anybody, including themselves. Because the verse clearly says here that my pledge, that is the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not go to those who are unjust. So these are the types of discussions that the book will have. And so according to the author says in the beginning of the book, that paying attention to this matter helps us not to simply reduce the terms used in the glorious Quran to some insignificant concepts, as it has been done in the case of this verse, reducing the term imama. This will be seen in the forthcoming chapters. If imamat is interpreted correctly, it will notably help to understand who is qualified for the position of imamat. So this is what the author tries to show, that what is this imamat that the Holy Quran and the Glorious Quran is talking about, and who are those who have the proper qualities to fulfill that role. Inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a part of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات
Mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, "Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people." Abraham said, "And of my descendants?" Allah said, "My covenant does not include the wrongdoers."
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Verse of Imama, or Imamat, an analytical study of the verse from Sunni sources. So one of the points that is used, or one of the main discussions that comes under this particular topic, is the word imam. What does the word imam mean? And is it just one meaning, or does it have many meanings? And what meaning is meant here? So the author of this book obviously brings the different meanings, and one of the views that he mentions is this one. The second view, role model. That is, that the word imam means role model. Many Sunni commentators believe that the term imam is used in the same literal sense of it, that is, someone who is followed by others and is considered as their role model. Thus, imam is the role model of others in good deeds. Al-Mawardi, after preferring this universal concept, has considered the imamat of Salat, the leading prayer, as an example of this imamat. Sayyid Qutb considers imamat in a universal sense, which includes prophethood, khalifa, imam of prayer, and other matters. If you want to critique, not universal, in a general sense, would be a better word to use. Al-Uthaymeen has also said that imam means role model, whether in good deeds or in evil. But undoubtedly, in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, imamat in good deeds is meant. And then the author goes in analyzing these views and then coming up with his own opinion regarding it, or using the opinions of the Shia ulama to show that this may not necessarily be the case. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly understand our imam, to be of those who follow him, and to be of those who are willing to give everything we have for him, Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.